Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, blow me down. I'm sitting here in the studio and we're trying to call my buddy Scott Buttram from the Trustful Tribune on the phone to get him on the air. And he goes, well, I'm walking up the stairs. And so he is live in studio. Scotty Buttram, how you doing?
Man, you know if I'm in the neighborhood, I got to stop in.
This is good.
Stop and see you guys.
This is always better.
Yeah, it is. It's more fun.
Well, it absolutely is. First of all, thank you for coming and joining us.
Glad to be here. Busy news weekend for us.
yeah, newspaper guy. I mean, this is not good news either necessarily.
No, it is terrible. And Phil, a lot of your listeners may not be aware of Trustful's location. They know us in the Jefferson County area. Yeah. Our city limits run up to the Birmingham city limits.
Yeah.
And Irondale and some other cities, but that's obviously the biggest city, and we do connect. I don't know if you're aware, after the mass shooting on Saturday night, there was another shooting of three people last night.
No, where was that one?
This was in Eastlake.
Oh, my gosh.
I have not gotten this information, but Carol Robinson, who I trust explicitly.
From AL.com? Yeah.
Outstanding crime reporter.
Yeah.
Carol talked to some of the officers at the shooting last night in Eastlake. Now, Eastlake almost abuts Trustful.
Yeah, it does.
It's very, very close to Trustful. So according to some officers she talked to, they are suspicious that the shooting of three people last night was connected to the mass shooting of 21 people the night before.
God almighty. I didn't even know that one had occurred, so that bothers me.
Right.
I mean, Eastlake, I mean, I can't tell you how many times, like, my National Guard unit, we used to jog around the lake.
That's
there,
right.
Just, you know,
that's right.
And it's just so sad to see it. I wrote a piece. It's been a few years now, but I wrote a piece once, and I called it "The Magic City is Becoming the Tragic City."
Yeah,
and that's kind of where it is.
Well, it is, and it's been this way for a while. You know, I was looking at the population. Birmingham right now is on track to break their all-time homicide record.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're on track for 160, I believe.
Yeah.
At this moment. The record is 144. Birmingham has led the state in homicides my entire life, and I'm 63. So it's that is who they are. No matter who's controlling the city, no matter who's majority, who's minority, it's been a homicide capital for my entire life. It's gotten worse. Well, here's something we're not really talking about a lot. The highest count was 144 homicides. Last year, or year before last, I believe, was the second highest in over 20 years. It hit right in the 140 mark. Okay, but you go back to the 1970s, Birmingham had a population of 340,000.
Yeah.
They're under 200,000. They're approaching 190 now.
Yeah.
I think by the time 2030 census comes out, they're going to be looking at 50% of their highest population. I think they're going to be down in the 170 range. But Phil, you know what nobody's talking about? Beginning in late 70s, when Richard Arrington came into office, as a matter of fact, Birmingham went through massive annexations. They took in tens of thousands of people, annexing more and more property, primarily to get over to 280 and try to create a good commercial tax base. So the Summit is in the center, is in the city of Birmingham. Going out 280 toward the east, a lot of that is the city of Birmingham. Nobody talks about the fact that their population has now fallen to around 190,000.
Yeah. Yep.
And we look at that 340,000 mark as their high mark, but there were probably another 50,000 to 70,000 people brought in during that era when they were losing.
Listen,
so they've lost a lot more than that.
Yeah, I got an article here by Carol Robinson, by the way.
Okay.
And she points out that not only are we looking at breaking a 91-year-old homicide record,
right,
but that we are sitting at a place where the record was in 1933 and the population was 74,000 more people than we have now, and we're still going to break the record.
Well, as I sit here and say, nobody has reported on the population difference. Leave it to Carol. to go in there and dig it up. And this is the exact stuff I was looking at this morning. 100% accurate. She's dead on the money. Birmingham has lost far more than the 50% of the 340,000.
Yeah.
And now you see why. Horrible schools. And do we need to remind people that Mayor Randall Woodfin is former school board president Randall Woodfin?
That'd be liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we can blame it on Glock switches.
I was
on with Jeff this morning, and I said, Jeff, look, there's already a federal law banning Glock switches.
Yep.
It's a little different. The switch has to be, I do believe, installed and operable for it to be illegal. And the bill that Philip Ensler from Montgomery has put up is a little more liberal. I mean, it's not more liberal. It's get rid of it, period. You can't possess it. If you use it in a shooting, there, Randall Woodfin wants a penalty there. If somebody dies and you use it, he wants a higher penalty. I told Jeff, this will probably surprise people. I say go ahead and give that to them. Pass that bill. Give them that. I don't think it violates a gun law because I don't think a Glock switch is a gun. It's not going to change anything.
But that's the point. And I agree with you. The bill is almost – look, if you want to do it, it's a gimme. But it's like saying we believe that murder is more murderous if you murder people with more murdering.
Right.
You know, it's just
– Right.
At some point – there has to be an acknowledgement that you can't just blame the device. You have to blame the culture that has been created. And I use the analogy earlier. In the military, we call it shaping the battle space. The commander is not just about the men who
That's
fight.
Right.
It's also
right.
all the other enabling effects you use to shape the battle space.
That's right. They're going to take on your personality.
And they do nothing to shape the battle space.
Nothing. Nothing. In fact, they go the opposite way, okay?
Yeah.
We're talking about a mayor who has told his police officers, don't enforce marijuana laws.
Nope. Not at all.
We're not a sanctuary city, but don't enforce immigration laws.
Yeah.
Don't enforce gambling laws.
Nope.
And you want to pick into it. Now, let's remember why he
also banned
switch.
The use of flashbang grenades, and he banned the use of no-knock warrants.
That's right. He's taking tools away, and in the same out of the other side of his mouth, he is saying, our officers, bring back the concealed carry permits. Our officers need those tools. No, Mayor, you've taken multiple tools off the table for those
yep.
officers.
Yep.
So the concealed carry permit, that's not going to change anything. I understand what he's saying, and you do too. If a guy's got a concealed gun and he doesn't have a permit and one's required, yes, that opens the door to dig a little deeper into that guy. But don't remove all these other tools that those officers had, because if they smell marijuana, they could have gone into the car.
That's exactly right.
And you've told your officers, we don't do marijuana arrests.
It's like that broken windows theory of policing. If you let the low-level crimes go,
that's right.
Then they'll go from the low level to the upper level because there's no penalty to keep them
that's
from
right.
going to the upper level. The broken windows theory just says if you got a neighborhood where kids throw rocks through windows with impunity, they will graduate to bigger crimes because no one stops them.
That's exactly right.
And
we're on the same page, Phil. They've created a culture of we don't care. We're going to look the other way on this thing, that thing. Don't stand there as mayor and tell me you take crime seriously. You just had to close your jail.
Yeah.
Because it was about to yeah. be condemned.
Yeah.
You've put no money into it. You can't keep it open. You don't take crime seriously. The guy is a joke. He's a complete joke. And Birmingham is paying the price for it. It's going to get worse.
It is. And at the same time, I wonder why no one is pointing out that on his watch, Birmingham declined in population so far between two censuses, just 10
right.
years.
That's right.
On his watch, they went from being the largest city in the state to the third largest.
I just don't
see why no one's holding them accountable.
Yeah, well, I'm going to just tell you, I'm not so sure they're not fourth. I think if we looked at the real numbers, they actually are probably around fourth because they're not counting Mobile's annexations when they put Birmingham at third. So,
holy cow.
Yeah. So when that census comes out, I think clearly Birmingham's going to be about fourth. This is something I pointed out on social media over the weekend. I think you may have seen it. Most people know the Birmingham metro area is the largest metro area in the state of Birmingham, our state
right.
of Alabama,
right.
by a long
it's
way.
It sprawls.
It
yeah.
sprawls. Jefferson County, far and away the most populous county in the state. Birmingham accounts for 29% of the Jefferson County population. Birmingham accounts for 79% of homicides.
Wow.
80% of the homicides are coming from less than 30% of the people in the county of Jefferson County.
Oh, my gosh.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
It is horrible.
And we're going to pretend again that, you know, yeah, give them the Glocks. Give, you know, it's one excuse after another. What we're not seeing is anybody taking this seriously. And we're seeing an awful lot of funerals in Birmingham, Alabama.
And the reality is, too, elections have consequences at every level.
Right.
Because leadership at the municipal level sometimes can impact your life as much or more so than what happens in D.C.
I predict Randall Woodfin will win his third term. I think he will. I think he'll win it going away.
Well, he's cool.
He's very cool. He danced on the rooftops after his last political victory.
Wears tennis shoes with his suits.
Oh, yeah. And he's got all the buzzwords that the young people get and they understand. And in the meantime, they're burying their kids.
Yeah. And those same young kids, by the way, will also try to buy a house out in Mountain Brook because they don't want to live in Birmingham.
Or Hoover or Homewood or Trustful or wherever they can get out and go to. If they've got children, they've got no choice.
All right, we got to take a break, my brother. All right, we're taking a break right now. I'm in studio with the Scott Buttram, publisher of the Trustful Tribune, talking about all things law and order. And what's it going to take, man? What's it going to take for the most beautiful city, Birmingham, to come back? It's going to take a change of policy, that's what. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Pulling pins on truth grenades up in here. So I am back in the studio with my brethren in news, Scott Buttram, publisher from the Trustful Tribune. Scott, so you and I were comparing notes, by the way, off the air.
Yeah.
I got to bring this back up. So you and I both have a fondness for Birmingham and even parts of Birmingham that most folks consider to be the most declined.
Yeah.
I did a lot of my growing up going to my granny's house in Wylam over West Birmingham and running around in Inslee and out towards Pleasant Grove and all that area. But you did too, apparently.
I did. Both of my great-grandparents lived on Bush Boulevard.
Man, yeah.
Not in the mansions. They were in the smaller bungalows. Yeah. But so my grandparents, their parents just lived several blocks from each other. My grandparents built their first home in Bush Hills.
Yes.
About three blocks from where their parents lived. And I would go to my granddad's dentist office with him in the Ramsey McCormick building in the heart of Inslee.
Yep.
Did that all my life as a little kid. Ran those streets, 9, 10 years old by myself. You know, couldn't have been any safer.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Areas that I would hesitate to drive through in broad daylight today as a kid, we had the run of it. And it was a wonderful area.
I'm only a few years behind you. I'm 59, but I used to run around Inslee and Wylam barefoot, you know, up and down the streets.
Absolutely.
At night. I mean, literally under streetlights.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't let my kids out of the house now in some of those neighborhoods.
No, and it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it
you
really
know
is.
What's funny? I drove through there when they tore down the Ramsey McCormick building.
Okay.
I drove down then because I had so many memories in that building. Just wanted to see it one more time before. You know, it was a pile of rubble. But I took that time to go up Bush Boulevard. My great-grandparents' homes, this is on my grandmother's side and my grandfather's side. Both homes are still there. My great-aunt and uncle lived around the corner. That house is still there. He went on to become the third mayor of Vestavia.
Oh, wow.
And the house my grandparents built, I've actually walked through a couple of different times in Bush Hills. It's still a beautiful area. It's so well kept in that part of Birmingham. But it just breaks my heart to see what's happening to the city. I have such great memories and a great love for Birmingham, but I don't understand the direction they've taken.
I don't either. And I said this earlier in the show, and you can chime in on this for the next few minutes if you want to, but I look at it and think, okay, I see Mayor Woodfin.
Yeah.
Blaming policies and blaming the laws coming out of the Republican majority in the legislature,
right.
All of that. I see him saying all these things are the problem, and yet I can look just about an hour and 15 minutes north of him to Huntsville, and there's an entirely different dynamic in the same state, subject to the same state laws, and yet they are running things differently and expanding. And dynamic economy. And I recognize that some of that is government driven because Redstone Arsenal is there and that kind of thing, but nonetheless, what we're seeing here is an absolutely different version of how to run a city.
Absolutely. You could even make a closer comparison, as I mentioned earlier, in Jefferson County, 600,000 plus people in Jefferson County.
Yeah.
29% of the population is the city of Birmingham, and they're accounting for 79% of the homicides. So in Jefferson County, you've got multiple, there are probably more cities in Jefferson County than any other county in the state of Alabama. And you're not having this issue in all these other cities. they're bordering Birmingham.
Yep.
This is a Birmingham problem. I have said for years and years, in Alabama's violent crime rate is pretty high. Homicides are pretty high for us as a state. We don't have a homicide problem in the state of Alabama. We have a Birmingham problem in the state of Alabama.
Wow.
You eliminate Birmingham, and Alabama runs to the middle of the pack in a real big hurry.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an amazingly difficult stat to think about.
It's starting to take my sympathy away for the people of Birmingham. At what point do we say, this is what you voted for, we have to assume this is what you want?
Yeah, it's like looking at Gaza and going, you keep voting Hamas in as your leadership.
No, they made Hamas a supermajority in their legislature.
I know just compared Randall Woodfin to Hamas. I didn't mean to really do that. But
no,
you know what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying.
The point is, you keep electing people with policies that do the things they do.
Right.
Why do you do that?
Yeah.
And then you wonder why your babies are dying in the street.
And the body count's not quite as high in Birmingham as it is in Gaza, but they're shooting for it. No pun intended.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, listen, I think the bottom line is this. Change the policies, change the lifestyle.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
And leadership means something. There's an old phrase that I used to use a lot. I think I picked it up from a Bible study. As goes the king, so goes the country.
That's right.
And the leadership can make a difference. And every time we see good leaders try to rise up and work, you get the same old cronies who come in and go, well, you didn't pay homage to this this church on the corner that's going to want some of that little something you got. And then you didn't go down and kiss the ring for that leader in the community who's gotten nothing good done in 30 years, but you still got to kiss the ring. And then, oh, by the way, maybe skin color is part of what we're looking for, too. It gets ridiculous.
It does. And this leadership, let's remember, Birmingham is an overwhelmingly majority Democrat city. Okay, what's the number one issue with Alabama Democrats? Chris England, Tabitha Eisner, we hear them talking about it all the time. They want more people out of prison and back on the streets. How does that become a party's number one issue anyway? But every high crime area in the state of Alabama is a Democrat controlled area, and their number one thing is put more criminals back on the street. This is beyond reason.
It's starting to look like Snake Plissken ought to come in and do Escape from New York in Birmingham.
Listen, it's not so far-fetched anymore, is
it? That's awful. I shouldn't be talking like that, but that's awful. Listen, the bottom line is you and I are both sitting here loving Birmingham and also brokenhearted over Birmingham.
Absolutely.
And this has got to change, and it's not going to change until they have a change in leadership and policy. My brother, Scott Buttram. So good to see you, my friend.
Always good to get face-to-face with you, man.
Absolutely.
I wish we could do it every week. But
don't tease me with that.
We have jobs. We can't do that.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.